You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. I'm back with Kate. And on the phone, we're joined by Landy Bryant Green, the executive director for Maiden Alley Cinema in Paducah. Landy, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Always a pleasure.
You know, I've come to think of you as one of our region's most active. Would you call yourself an impresario?
I'm not sure. Possibly.
We're talking about an after party tomorrow night and Saturday night. Both nights you're going to extend the music experience of the Lowertown Arts and Music Festival. What a great idea. Nobody wants to stop listening to music at 10:30, right?
Well, of course not. That's how we had to do this. But it's a partnership, too, with Paducah Symphony because they organize the music for the Lowertown Festival. So Seth Murphy, who actually is the heading that up for them, came to me with the idea. And, you know, our films don't usually do super great that weekend because everybody's outside wanting to party and enjoy the art. So he said, why don't we do this, and then we'll split the proceeds. So the concerts are going to benefit Maiden Alley Cinema and the Paducah Symphony Orchestra.
They start at 10:30 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Tickets are $10. Talk about the music. I mean, we heard the Jonathan Scales Orchestra on Sounds Good on Monday, and they are very interesting. And Fatbox is going to be with us tomorrow.
That's awesome. Yeah, I think they kind of stay away from stereotypes and definitions. I know some of the information I read about Fatbox is they don't want to be pigeonholed into one genre, but they are definitely kind of rock. But yeah, the Jonathan Scales Orchestra, I'm super excited because I've listened to a little of their music, but to see them live, of course, I think any music, even if it's not my favorite, I thoroughly enjoy and want to check it out live because that's a completely different experience. But yeah, Friday night, they're going to be very exciting. And then Saturday, Duke of Uke, I saw them 2 years ago. Have you heard them?
Yes, I have.
They're
zany.
A blast. They're a blast. And I love a band that's got some horns in it. And there's a gal, I remember the first time I saw them in a sequence full-on dress with a sousaphone. And I was like, I'm in.
She had you hooked, huh?
She did.
Let's see, what do you have? Ukulele, violin, tuba, saxophone, bass, rock drums, and Latin percussion.
Oh, yeah. They don't mess around. There's something for everybody, I think, in Duke of Uke.
And Red Ember is just smoldering right along, aren't they?
They are. They've played at Maiden Alley a few times, and they played at our Oktoberfest last year. And they, I think, are playing at Romp and are kind of getting around the region, as well as Gideon's Rifle, which is kind of they share some members. But, yeah, they're definitely a local treasure, and we're excited to have them on the stage as well.
Talk about their music a bit, because you have listened to them extensively.
I have, and I guess I would call it Americana, but with a twist. Not straight-up bluegrass, but different vocals are really, their different vocal ranges are really interesting to me, and the way they use their instruments, for sure, because it isn't traditional. There's a banjo and mandolin, but it's not the way you're used to hearing it, I guess. That's kind of not the best explanation, but.
But it'll do.
It'll do in a pinch.
So, Lowertown isn't just sort of a stroll to Maiden Alley Cinema. Your shows start, the after party start at 10:30, and about how long do they go, Landy?
Well, each band's going to play around 45 minutes, and there'll be a little downtime for them to break down and the other band to set up. So I'm thinking we're going to go past midnight, maybe close to 1 in the morning. If we have a good crowd, for sure, we want to make sure we provide some good entertainment to them.
Will all of the amenities of Maiden Alley Cinema be available?
They will. We will have libations for sale.
Well, it sounds like a great time. Anything you want to add?
Well, yeah, we are going to have a booth for Maiden Alley across from the main stage, and we will be selling tickets to the after party there. And you can purchase them online from our website right now. But I also wanted to mention one other music show we have coming up, if that's okay.
Please.
It is June 22nd, and that's going to include Leonard the Band, Joni and the Missiles, Coil Bones, which I think are two Murray bands, and Oh Yeah Dakota.
That's a big bill.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited. Four bands. That sometimes is pushing it, but we're going to do it.
Talk about supporting your local musicians.
Absolutely. Well, it was the guys from Leonard the Band approached me. They're from Metropolis, and they play around Paducah a lot. and the region, and they wanted to have a show at McNally, and he recruited some other bands, and did those two from Murray, and I was like, that sounds great, let's do it.
Now, we've heard Quail Bones and, oh yeah, Dakota on our air.
We have.
Yes.
Quail Bones, it's been a while.
It's been about 2 years ago. Two and a half years ago.
Are their personnel different, or are they?
Well, their bass player is still a new father, and that puts a little kink in doing band things, I think. If I were in a band, I wouldn't be doing it right now.
Well, Landy, you just keep things hopping, and congratulations to you and the Paducah Symphony Orchestra for making a big move to extend the party that is the Lower Town Arts and Music Festival with your after party.
Heck yeah, we're excited. So come see us at our booth and come to the Lower Town Festival. It's going to be fun.
Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.